Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Now let me talk about donkey milk and horse oil and snail cream and pig collagen and bee venom, jellyfish and starfish extract, which is actually a mix of ingredients these days that are being used by many women in Korea to apply to their face to achieve the perfect skin. And so this is where we may be all heading. Apparently, Korean skincare is the latest a beauty craze. And Becky Johnston from Pink Elephant Beauty Blog joins us today to talk about how this all came about. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning,
Mom. Nice to see you. And maybe you just tell us why we're going to Korea now.
Yeah, of course. Well, skincare is very trend-based. It's always been French, the holy grail of skincare. And right now, it's all about Asian skincare. Asian women have fantastic skin, Japanese and Korean in particular. And we're seeing more and more Korean influences over the past few years. So it started with BB creams and CC creams, and a lot of women are familiar with them, and it's getting...
But I'm not.
You're not.
So
okay.
You have to tell me what that is.
So BB creams are blemish balms. They're like a tinted moisturizer, and they've a lot of SPF in them. So they're really good with protecting your skin from the sun, and quite light coverage compared to what Westerners would usually wear. Korean women have fantastic skin to begin with, so it's fine for them. It's maybe not as great a coverage as we would be used to or we would like. And that moved into CC creams, which are corrective creams. So if you have any pigmentation in your skin, any rosacea, any redness or anything like that, a CC cream basically is available in quite strange colours, maybe a green that would counteract any redness and give you a more neutral base to work with, so to put your makeup on afterwards.
So you apply this green ointment?
Green gunk, yeah.
Gunk, gunk is a better word, to the face, and then let it settle for a while, or does it disappear as on application?
Yeah, it should absorb on application, exactly, and you'd use that beneath a foundation.
And then on goes the foundation.
And then on goes the foundation.
And hopefully it's not too much and you just look great,
exactly.
Rather than too much of anything.
Glowing and beautiful.
Well, indeed. And why do the Koreans have such good skin?
Well, they do have a grueling skincare regime. Generally, the average Korean skincare regime would be between 10 and 12 steps. So it makes us look a little bit lazy. In Ireland, we'd usually do the cleanse, tone and moisturise, and they do a whole host of other things. They use essences, they use different types of toners, they do 2 steps of cleansing, really thorough and rigorous.
Every day?
Twice a day, yeah.
So every morning?
Morning and evening.
So give me a typical Korean woman gets up in the morning
gets
to go to work.
Morning,
what does she do?
So actually the evening one is a little bit more intense.
Okay,
so the
let's
evening
go for
one
that.
You would have, first of all, makeup removal, and that's an oil-based remover they'd use. So that's oil-based removers are actually becoming really popular over here too. They're great in that they lift any kind of heavier makeup, so waterproof mascaras and lip stains and things like that. And then the second cleansing would be a foam cleanser that you'd wash your face with. And then they would do an exfoliant, a chemical-based exfoliant, so with fruit extracts or some kind of a chemical enzyme that is gentler on your face than beads that we might use more. Then from that, you'd go on to... They've got some steps we wouldn't be familiar with so much. Refreshing is a step that they use that we wouldn't do so much, which is like a moisturizing mist almost, and then they prep the skin for what they apply next. So prepping is something that's actually starting to be done over here more. Hydralurin is one that we would use quite a bit over here. It's available in Boots. It's a brand called Indeed Labs, and it basically has hyaluronic acid in it, so it helps your skin to hold on to about 1,000 times more of the product you apply afterwards than your skin would naturally by itself. So you get more bang for your buck than with whatever you apply afterwards. Then following that, you have essences, which is another one that's a little bit cryptic to us. We're not so much familiar with. An essence is like a watered down version of a serum.
Right.
So it's really nutrient dense and it's lovely for the skin. Because there's so many steps, they tend to be lighter products that they use. So it's not just layering on heavy product after heavy product and you're left with a thick, greasy residue on your face. But really labour intensive and really time consuming.
How long is this all taking, these 10 steps?
You're looking at upwards of half an hour, depending on what kind of face mask they do. They've got a variety of different masks. What's really popular in Korea is the sheet mask, which is terrifying, really. It's a face mask on a sheet with eye holes cut out and a mouth hole that you can breathe through. And they're beautiful. And they're popping up. They're kind of soaked in a serum.
So you put it on your face?
Yeah,
you leave that
to sit on your face.
You leave it there.
It's enriched with a serum, so it's really nourishing and really moisturising for your skin.
Okay.
And they're becoming more and more popular over here. Penny's have brought out their own line of them recently. So they're not such a foreign concept anymore. They are available
widely. Face sheet, is that what you call it?
Yeah, face mask sheet.
Face mask sheet.
Yeah,
okay, so you're going to look rather sinister if you're
yeah, exactly.
a man man comes across you and says, what are you doing?
They're not the most attractive men. No. They do give great results.
You suffer for your art.
Yeah, exactly.
So really, the Korean women, I presume, do men?
Men as well, yeah. It's not just for the women. It's a kind of part of Korean culture, to be honest. Men and women from a young age are really encouraged to use SPF. Like, children would use quite a lot of facial SPF. And what's interesting is, in the beauty aisles in Korea, you don't just have your facial SPF in terms of moisturiser, you have physical barriers too. Like, they sell parasols, surgical masks, wide brim hats. They're really obsessed with keeping their skin from the sun.
You can sometimes see maybe somebody from Korea around Dublin or wherever with the surgical mask on their face, which I always thought was about
pollution.
Yes.
Yeah. Is pollution as well, but for women, it's also to cover their face as much as possible from sun damage. And they also adopt a prevention rather than cure approach, which is quite good. They start so young that it's not a matter of trying to undo sun damage and pigmentation problems from exposure and that type of thing. It's prevention rather than cure. And that's really evident as Korean women age. Their skin is just fantastic. Yeah. Their complexions are beautiful, well into their 40s and 50s, much more so than Westerners traditionally.
Yeah, so that's their investment coming out to play after all those years of looking after it.
And also their diet is fantastic. You can't overlook their diet. They eat a lot of fish, a lot of oily fish, so there's lots of lovely omega-3 oils and things like that, which are great for your skin. And they eat much cleaner whole foods and a lot less alcohol, a lot more water. The Asian diet in general, which is great for your skin, that pays off.
It lends itself to a good skin regime if you're eating all these
hand in hand, exactly.
Clean foods as opposed to a bag of chips and a few beers.
As opposed to a bag of chips.
Because we tend to have, I mean, I don't know, what is the Irish skin factor compared to...
Yeah, it's
they don't look happy.
We have got a lot better in recent years, and whereas it would have been traditionally cleanse, tone and moisturise, that's about it. We would now use eye creams and things like that. Men are taking a lot better care of their skin than they would have in the past. And also things that we wouldn't have really been familiar with in the past, like skin prepping, the hydrolurin I was telling you about. That's more common now. Now, it depends, of course, whether or not you have an interest in skincare, but we're definitely getting better than we were. SPF is the number one thing. SPF every day. If you do nothing else, apply SPF.
And what is SPF? Is
it sun protection factor.
And that's your factor. Because we had a lady on when we were in Sligo talking about the importance of putting the SPF, as they call it, on every day, regardless of the weather.
Exactly, yeah. You still get harmful rays through cloud, rain, hail or shine. It's not something that we're great with unless it's particularly sunny outside, but it's just worth getting into the routine.
So is the Korean, the Korean way of doing things, is that now been seen as the great elixir for the 21st century woman?
It's becoming much more popular stateside, and generally what becomes popular in the States follows suit over here. So you've got some more unusual brands like Laneige and that type of thing that are available in Target stores in the States, like Target chain stores. They would have been always traditionally quite boutique-y Korean brands that it would be quite difficult to source.
Yeah.
So the likelihood is it's going to follow suit over here.
And we'll all be running out
to buy.
Why? When I say donkey milk and horse oil and snail cream and pig collagen and bee venom and jellyfish and starfish extract, is that all true, or is that just a kind of quirky little headline?
It's a little bit of a marketing hype, to be honest. There is some products do have them. There is one sheet mask that you can get. I can't remember the name of it now, but it does contain snail mucus. Delightful, which is meant to be quite good in calming the skin, and it's meant to have anti-inflammatory properties. So if you do have any kind of redness or flare-ups or, you know, post-acne scarring or whatever, it's quite good for that.
Who knew snails could have their uses? Yeah, okay. That's one, yes.
But on the whole, generally not so much. Now, where they differ to Western products is that they do use more homeopathic style ingredients and a lot more herbs and natural extracts like ginseng and beetroot extract and that type of thing. So they have a lovely natural emphasis on their skincare compared to Western products more so. But no, you're not going to find donkey milk and everything.
Okay, that's good to know. And what about a starter kit? If people thought, I'm going to go down the Korean road here and I'm going to start a new skincare regime starting tomorrow. where would they go, or what would they, straight to Boots or Pennies?
Yeah,
or
no, not so much. There's a few things you can pick up in Boots and Pennies, but there's some really good websites that you can actually source all kinds of boutique-y Korean skincare brands. So Amazon do some, eBay do some. There's a really great website called SokoGlam.com, and they have a clog, which is a Korean blog to keep you up to date on all the latest
between
in
the Grexit
skincare.
And the clog. All these words have been mutating.
I know, but they actually do ship to Ireland, and they do a host of Korean skincare brands. They do all these little boutique brands, some you'd be familiar with, some are a little more abstract, and they actually do an excellent starter kit, which is a 10-step starter kit. So that would be everything that you need for a traditional Korean skincare routine, and it comes in at €170, which is actually quite reasonable for 10 products. That's not so bad.
And how long would that run, that 10 product?
I can only imagine for 170 that they're not necessarily the largest size products, but I imagine you should get at least 6 weeks out of it.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, I mean, under the circumstances, if you're going to have a go at it, you know, that's the way.
Exactly, yeah, just to trial a few different brands.
Question, I use SPF on my face every day, but I'm yet to find one that is not very oily. Can Becky recommend an SPF 30 to 50 that won't leave my face looking like a chip pan?
Yes, Soap and Glory is a brand stocked in Boots, and they do a fabulous one, which is SPF 50, and it's oil-free, and it also has lovely light reflection particles in it, so it's beautiful to wear under makeup. It's like a kind of a light golden colour.
Okay.
It applies beautifully, it soaks in straight away, and it sits for the day.
And that's good enough for you. I've never tried a sheet mask as a text, but are they better for your skin than liquid face masks?
It's a matter of opinion
much
and preference,
of a
really, if it's better or not. They are a little bit neater, I suppose. You can pull them off and throw them away, and there's that aspect to it. They also do sleep-in masks. That's another very popular Korean trend. You apply it before bed and sleep in it. But again, it's not a mud mask all over your pillow. It absorbs straight away. So try it out. It's a matter of preference. They're not particularly expensive either. They come in around €3 to €4 per mask. So
worth a punt.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
if it
exactly.
works for you, keep going.
Yeah.
I used a sheet mask last week, says a text. It was a really weird feeling, so I'm not too sure if I'm going to do it again. Did you try it, did you say?
Yeah, I've tried different ones, but like regular liquid masks, it depends on what type you're actually trying. They're not all like for like. They're all coated in different types of serums and vitamins, and it depends if it's going to be a nourishing one or more of a deep cleanse one. So shop around, try a few different ones out.
All right, Becky, thanks for coming in to see us this morning and enlightening us on the world of Korean skincare. Little did I know there's a whole world out there on that subject. And for more information on what Becky does and where she is, it's the Pink Elephant Beauty blog, and that's where people can get the latest on all things beauty related. Thank you, Becky.